This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2148. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded July 21st, Alaska, Angola, Antarctica, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Chile, Cuba, Egypt, France, Italy, Japan, Korea North, Maldives, Mexico, Netherlands, Nigeria, North America, Oklahoma, Russia, Sri Lanka, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Welcome back to Ivo Ivanov, also known as Observer Bulgaria, publisher of DX Remix News. After some downtime by his computer, he now informs us that KNLS Alaska is again running both its transmitters. Last we heard, one of them was out of order, and the one-hour English broadcasts are now scheduled as follows, and he's confirmed one or two of them, at 08 UT on 9695, at 10 on 9580, at 12 on 7355 and 9795, and at 14 on 9580. All of these are beamed due west from Anchor Point, which means directly off the back of the beam, crosses the lower 48. Actually, that's a misleading term, since Hawaii is even lower than the rest of the 48. We really should refer to the easterly 48. Just missing our deadline last week was this news on July 14th about Angola, from Manuel Mendez in Spain, Radio Nacional de Angola, back on the air, 4949.7, heard from 1956 to 2016, a strong carrier, but extremely weak audio, best on lower sideband. Wolfgang Büschel also heard it at 2240, and measured it on 4949.719, via remotes in Europe. Then Manuel also heard it on July 15th at 0450 to 505, and the 17th from 2005 to 2019. But Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil says it was actually on the air by July 13th. He heard it from 2139 to 2250. I found it barely audible via remote in Namibia and not audible in South Africa, but enough to measure it on 4949.720, July 15th at 2152. Tropical Bands Monitor said in this year it had only been heard in January and March. Once upon a time, and maybe still, RNA ran all night, and its off-frequency carrier could be at least detected in deep North America. WRTH showed it 24 hours, with the A program in Portuguese not including foreign languages on medium wave 945. LRA 36 Antarctica, as I reported last week, missed its appearance on Wednesday, July 13th, but made a surprise appearance on Friday, July 15th. Hugo Lopez in Chile was first to inform us, along with Manuel Mendez. At 18:52, I was hearing it via remotes in Argentina. And 15475.98, reduced carrier USV, was on again as scheduled Saturday, July 16th. Already on at 14:47, but it chopped off the air very early at 15:04. On Wednesday, July 20th, I tuned in at 14:44 to find it already on the air, and this time it lasted for exactly 2 hours, going off at 16:44. More about the low-power private Australians in the NASA flash sheet. Rob Wagner in Victoria reports 2310. Shortwave Australia in Bendigo, Victoria. Am I pronouncing Bendigo correctly? A new station in AM, a good signal at 0930, replaying an old show celebrating Melbourne's 3KZ. This was on July 12th. And also on 2368.44, Radio Simbon, Hurlston Park, NSW, at 1905, July 15th, with endless Greek music, no announcements. Their Facebook page called it Simbon World Radio. Then on 4835, the other frequency of Shortwave Australia, at 0810 with music by Mio, an excellent signal between 07 and 10, but it fell away badly later in the evening, leaving us with 2310 as the best option. On July 12th, again July 13th, he heard it as early as 04 UT, 2 p.m. local time, but he's not far away, a good signal. And again July 14th around 23 UT. Now from Ron Howard about 4835, July 16th at 1317, just after sunrise, I was pleasantly surprised to actually hear some faint music, at least until 1403 UT, but no announcements or IDs could be made out. Ron got a reply from Dave Stewart, VK3 ASE operator of Shortwave Australia. I run 200 watts. No wonder you find it hard to hear. It covers southeastern Australia okay. Apart from any live input, I run an ID every 10 minutes. Computer-generated female voices from the Windows 10 read-aloud library in various English accents to make them more interesting. If you record more than 10 minutes, you should get one. And the night before, he says, he went off about 15 UT. July 17th, Ron Hard says, outstanding propagation today for 4835 after 1308 UT. Same type of music as before, but no IDs could be read. On July 19th, 4835 after 1205 UT was totally blocked by non-stop over-the-horizon radar. Gary Pence, KM5X in Dallas, DXs exclusively via remotes, such as the ones on the California coast, KFS at Half Moon Bay. OTH radar also bothered 4835 there, but it went off at 1310, and then he did hear an ID for Shortwave Australia. That way he could also pick up World of Radio affiliate Unique Radio on 5035 USB. One more from Ron Howard, California on July 17th. 5045, Australia's Bay Islands Radio, or Island FM. Rare reception with definite audio after 1240 UT, but outstanding propagation also brought in China, BBR on 5050 with significant interference. Jorge Freitas in Bahia reports, Radio Brasil Central in Goiânia reactivated on 4985. Then also heard July 18th by Manuel Mendez in Spain at 0442-0520. Parallel 11815, which has remained active. And then on July 19th and 20th, I could barely hear 4985 around 0635 or 0640. There's often radio teletype interference blocking it from about 4987. As we reported last week, Radio Voz Missionaria in Brazil was just below 9674 instead of nominal 9665. It had been above the legal frequency for many months. But finally, on July 19th, they must have banged the transmitter because Harold Froge measured them on 9664.86 at 2353, ID at 2359, by a very deep-voiced dude. So they're finally trying to normalize. We'll see if that sticks. On July 19th at 0643, I measured it on 9664.888. Besides some Michigan stations again, I was pleased to hear a couple of Canadians from across the line in Ontario, Sprite Key opening on July 20th. 93.5 ads for stuff in Sudbury, CIGM at midnight 12 UT, and then some French Canadian on 95.1 at midnight 14, which had to be CBON FM 17 in North Bay. Distances 1115 and 1171 miles, respectively. Here's a new frequency for the Chilean pirate, Radio Compañía Worldwide, RCW, heard by Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in Brazil, 3995, July 17th at midnight 33, as mentioned on their Facebook page, Relay of Fiesta Tradicional. For once, I was pleased to hear Cuba because it's on FM, another sporadic e-opening, July 17th at 1659 UT on 96.7, Rebelde La Habana, Emisora de la Revolución, and then their Noticiero Nacional de Radio, including weather, until 1715. Distance is about 1,302 miles, so the western part of Cuba is possible by single-hop sporadic E to Oklahoma, and probably from the same transmitter site on 99.1, Radio Musical Nacional. These are listed with relatively low power for flagship stations in the capital, only 1 and 8 kilowatts. From Egypt, Radio Cairo, 9440, July 15th at 2133 and 2201, I found there was no signal in English from Radio Cairo into the remote in Holland. Well, that's better than something, since something's always egregious in Egypt. On July 19th at 2202, however, they were broadcasting a very strong but very distorted signal in English with some hum, somewhat readable, just 5 hertz below 9440. I'm not the only one finding this is a problem. In RustDX, this report from Ivan Zeleny in Nizhnevartovsk, Russia, 12 July from 19 to 20 UT, the Russian broadcast from Radio Cairo on 9870. He says the signal was very loud, but their modulation was disgusting. When the announcer spoke, it was almost impossible to make out anything because of wheezing, and when the songs were turned on, intelligibility was better. Another mini transatlantic yacht race must be underway, because Ivo Ivanov reports there are again weather reports in French and English being broadcast from France from July 19th to August 16th. They are at 15 to 1530 UT on 5975 and 13735, azimuth 256 degrees from Issodon. In the British DX Club, Vince G0ORC, Shirley in the UK, says, I know this sounds silly, but I'm listening to WWV on 10 megahertz, but it has the opening bars to Alan Sherman's Hello Mada playing in the background, repeated over and over, only stopping when WWV makes an announcement. Heard on three different receivers, around 2227 UT. Am I going crazy? Wolfgang Büschel explains the music is actually coming from Ital Cable, the private time signal station at Viareggio, Italy, which has been on the air now for 10 years, measured on 9999.969. Ron Howard says, I'm again hearing carriers on both 5006 and 8006, July 19th from 1215 UT, quickly confirmed by Keisuke Hosokawa, Ph.D. We restarted transmitting around 08 UT, July 19th, now that the air conditioning system is working. Harold Froge wonders if there's anything transmitted on the carriers. Ron Howard replies, seemingly just a carrier currently, but in the past, they did have CWIDs, as also heard by Walt Somniv at certain times, for JG2XA. As of July 21st, Ivo Ivanov provides the updated schedule of Shokaze or Sea Breeze from Japan about North Korean abductions. It's a complex schedule in Japanese or Korean, depending on day of the week, and whether it's the first or the second half hour between 13 and 14, and again at 16 to 17 UT. However, on Wednesdays only, the entire hour is in English. Anyhow, the current frequencies at 13, 5920 and 6040, and at 16, 5935 and 7325. They change every month, it seems, so look for different ones in August. Been some weeks since I checked for Voice of Martyrs Korea, the new Maldives service at 15 to 1530 UT on 11620. But I did on July 17th, and again briefly on the 19th, and found nothing but Christian stuff in English. Nothing in the local language, Duvet, which I wonder if it's still being broadcast at all. Signal here in deep North America is a lot better than it should be, if aimed at the Maldives, from best guess Taiwan, or from anywhere to the other side of the world. Earlier, I'm afraid I may have given the wrong date for my Cuban FMDX. It was July 18th, not 17th, and later that same day I was also getting several Mexicans as the skip area moved. Here's one example on 97.3 at 1738 UT. Spanish rap, La Estación de Seis Canciones Continuas. I searched out the station using that slogan, which turns out to be XHAGC-FM in Aguascalientes, Aguascalientes. XA-FM with teen hits or juvenil with 14 kilowatts. Its antenna is shown as below average terrain, but I guess it's unimpeded to the north. And by the way, on 97.3, it overtook a tropo signal at the very same time from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. KKRC-FM classic hits, just under 500 miles away. Oh, the Mexican distance, twice that, 1037 miles. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio 2148. A non-commercial service, like our website, worldofradio.com. Financial support is very much appreciated by money order or check on the U.S. Bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. About a legal low-power station in the Netherlands, not a pirate, Manuel Mendes says, what's happened to Radio Delta International? 6020. has been off the air for several weeks. The operator has been ill and is not responding to WhatsApp. Anyone know anything about him? Kari in Finland replies, no DRI, radio silence has been total. Messages go to the studio mobile phone, which has not been opened in several weeks. We think it concerns hard COVID. We Finns are, of course, worried for a reason. DRI has become a good friend of several Finnish listeners. Ivo Ivanov reports on another low-power Netherlands station with 1 kilowatt mic radio via the transmitter site Herde, H-E-R-D-E, the registered 822 frequencies available 24 hours are 5840 or alternative 7495 to Western Europe in Dutch. The team at Free Radio Service Holland advises us that their summer splash 2022 is about to start. Sunday, July 24th at 1859 UT. Details at their website, www.frsholland.nl. In fact, to be on the air 3 consecutive Sunday evenings at the same times, all programs thematic, between 19 and 21 UT, on 7700 and 5800 and 6185, except on July 31st, not on 6185. Like last week, I continue to raise questions about the disappearance of Voice of Nigeria from 7255 and other frequencies. In BCDX, Wolfgang Dischel replies, in 2012, Turgi Switzerland company Ampagon, or Schifferstadt Germany antenna firm, erected 3 300-kilowatt shortwave transmitters and 3 dipole curtains amongst a huge Alice-like rotatable antenna in Abuja, Nigeria. It is remarkable, even after 6 months, in 2013, there were failures of the units due to the incompetence of the local operating technicians, and the third unit was used as a spare parts supplier. To preserve the whole, transmitters can be used at a slightly reduced output level of 250 kilowatts. Someone had lamented that, anyhow, they were not targeting North America, but I say, when on, the 7255 minus signal would be big at 0600, though not in English, I suspect near full power and aimed usward across West Africa. To which Kai Ludwig in Germany replies, yes, the antenna should aim northwestern. It's been locked in this position when the complete control system of the almost new station failed and turning the antenna was no longer possible. After cannibalizing the third transmitter, they used the second one to put out via one of the curtains a DRM signal on 15120, which for at least a couple of months was empty, did not contain any audio. The signal is gone, meanwhile, for 2 years. So it should not be too wild to speculate that now also the last transmitter broke down, in which case there would be two possibilities. They book another visit by Wolfie's friend Bodo and colleagues. They had already revived the station once after nothing worked anymore for months. Or it's over. Antichrist Pirate Station YHWH continues to appear almost every evening on 7475. Around 04 UT, give or take an hour, monitored mainly by Rick Barton in Arizona, Eric Fetterswalp in Washington, and Walt Samaniv in British Columbia. Walt has this report on UT July 20th. He said towards the end of the broadcast, calling CQ. He left the air at 04:47 and waited for any contacts but did not get any and came back several times calling CQ. He also had given his postal address once again. He mentions 4 Alenco transmitters capable of 100 watts and putting out 40 watts AM, tunable up to 30 megahertz. I've never heard him calling CQ before. Blear Channel 1120 KMOX St. Louis has Spanish interference at night consistently here, which on July 18th I traced to KETU, the supposed daytimer in the Tulsa, Oklahoma market, which anyhow is all excited about now having an FM translator on 97.9. That's different. Although Dmitry Mezin in Russia found it necessary to close down his dxsignal.ru site, he's pleased, as are we, that Radio Heritage Foundation has accepted his audio archives, now available there, www.radioheritage.com. From onair.ru via RussDX, Echo of Moscow, the station which was liquidated by its board of directors in March, is involved in legal action trying to get permission to return to the air, challenging accusations of it being a foreign agent. Kherson is a city and region in southern Ukraine, taken over by Russia some time ago, and now TASS reports, that there are already 10 Russian radio stations operating in the region. In addition, Russian radio on 106.2 FM. Last week's report of a takeover by protesters of Sri Lankan television appears to have been a bit exaggerated. A follow-up says they were allowed on the air for 15 minutes only. I did think it was somewhat suspicious that the language signer in the corner continued during that unabated. Dario Gabrielli in Italy in Radio News of May and June via Rusty X reports that Kraina FM of Kiev, Ukraine is transmitting on 5015 via an unknown transmitter with a pop music program. Mike Cooper sends a Daily Telegraph story of July 19th. Banned Kremlin-backed news channel Russia Today breached broadcasting impartiality code in its Ukraine reports before the station was pulled from British TV screens over coverage of Putin's invasion of Ukraine. The Kremlin retaliated against the banning of RT by expelling Western media. In June, Russia banned 29 British journalists, including the Daily Telegraph, BBC, The Guardian, and The Times. This may or may not impact the World Service on Radio. We have some discussion about the BBC launching a merged TV news channel in April 2023 that is merging BBC World News and Domestic News. Mike Cooper observes that the VOA Asia service in English apparently bit the dust in April. A tweet from Kim Elliott forwards a reply he got about this from Jim Stevenson. It went on hiatus as management felt Ukrainian coverage should take precedence. It may return in late fall. There was no reason to pause. On July 15th at 0128, I found no signal on 9330 from the WBCQ superstition. And then I found a tweet from Alan Weiner earlier saying the great 500 kilowatt transmitter is down, very complex, all of us troubleshooting now. By 2332 UT, July 16th, World's Last Chance Radio was back on 9330, except it was off frequency, unlike the superstition transmitter, which had been very accurate, measured on 9329.928 and somewhat wavering. I continued to measure it at further opportunities. It continued below 9330 and then for a while above 9330, such as plus 0.160 July 19th at 0638, anyhow making us suspect that one of the classic BCQ transmitters is substituting for the superstition. Wolfgang Büschel forwards a note from Bodo, B-O-D-O, DF8DX, a German engineer who says, I was in the USA in June and put WMLK into operation. Currently, they only broadcast on 9275 in AM, daily except Saturdays, from 13 to 18 local time. They are testing something with various settings, DCC and power. In the next few months, the 15150 will also be put into operation. The antenna does not allow it at the moment. More work will probably be done in October when all the material is there. There should then be a DRM upgrade and a few remaining works to be carried out. WMLK is very interested in reception reports and would like to send out QSL cards again, as in the past, but they no longer have any cards. July 16th at 0627, I had a strong open carrier on 9275, far outside the hours for WMLK, but I suspect that's what it was, testing or perhaps on the air by mistake, and they could not deal with it since it was a Sabbath. Some news concerning the FCC. David Cole forwards a Washington Post story of July 14th by Rachel Weiner. Radio stations don't have to check if programmers are foreign agents. An effort from the FCC to expose covert Chinese and Russian propaganda has been blocked by a federal appeals court. It directed radio and TV broadcasters to ask sponsors whether a foreign government was involved in the program and check the answer against a Justice Department database of foreign agents. The National Association of Broadcasters and other trade groups sued, saying the new order was an inappropriate burden. As always, there's much more to the story I don't have time to read now. Larry Will, however, replies in the Washington, D.C. metro area, the Russian government-sponsored radio Sputnik continues to spew their propaganda on 1390 WZHF, Capitol Heights, Maryland, and 105.5 FM in Reston, Virginia. 1190 WCRW Leesburg, Virginia ditched the boring and largely incomprehensible Chinese government programming in January 2022 and now runs brokered programming, mostly Spanish-language Christian fare and occasionally English. from Inside Radio, July 19th, via Mike Terry, FCC chief defends proposal to grow agency's budget in 2023. Congressional Republicans raise questions about the size of FCC's proposed budget. Among other things, the Pirate Act, a 2020 law passed by Congress, raised potential pirate fines to $2 million and required FCC to conduct enforcement sweeps in the top five radio markets and do follow-up monitoring to determine whether a pirate was still silent. The Enforcement Bureau also required to create a pirate radio database and submit an annual report to Congress. But the FCC has been unable to do that because Congress failed to provide the agency with the funding to hire the staff needed to fulfill the requirement. Meanwhile, from RadioInsight.com via Mike Terry, some FCC actions, July 17th. Four New York area real estate owners have been issued notices of illegal radio broadcasting for pirate operations emanating from their properties. 105.7 in the Bronx, 95.3 above the George Washington Bridge, 87.9 in Brooklyn, and 104.5 in Mount Vernon. Regarding last week's discussion about some automakers abandoning AM radio, Bob LaRose in California replies, "I currently own a Chevy Volt, and before that had a Hyundai Ioniq, I-O-N-I-Q, both hybrids. Both had decent AM reception with no electric noise from the motors when in electric modes. I routinely drive around San Diego, listening to KFI Los Angeles with no issues of vehicle-related noise, but sometimes from overhead electrical lines." Editor Wayne Heinen in Colorado informs us that the new 43rd edition of the annual NRC AM radio log should begin shipping in early August, and orders are now being accepted. This is available only on paper, over 300 pages of station data and cross-references suitable for a loose-leaf binder. Prices vary depending on your membership status and location, but for non-members in the USA, it's $37.95 by priority mail. All the details and ordering online available at the publications page of nationalradioclub.org. Following last week's report of Radio Vanuatu, July 14th on the air, before and after 06UT on 7260, that did not last long. As of July 16th, and still as of the 21st, Manuel Menes and I agreed that it was gone again from all known frequencies. Manuel says perhaps due to announcers infected with COVID-19, I had heard them coughing insistently while speaking. There has been even more fantastic multi-hop sporadic EFMDX transatlantic reported in the Skywaves DX IO group from Portugal to Massachusetts and from Algeria to Newfoundland. This was on July 8th, frequencies just below 88 megahertz, distances over 5 megameters. The HF propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder issued July 18th. Geomagnetic field expected to reach G1 minor storming July 21st, and indeed I found the KNX at 5 as I was recording on Thursday afternoon. As predicted, also July 22nd, ANK indices of 18 and 5. Descending to 5 and 2 by July 26th, but a minor peak of 12 and 4 on August 3rd. Solar flux fluctuating from 145 July 22nd down to 125 on July 28th and 29th, and up to 150 by August 5th. And so concludes World of Radio number 2148. Glenn Hauser here. I hope you found it informative. And will make a point of hearing me again next week as I conclude with a standard disclaimer.